Coming up on episode number 555, it's a rare Saturday cover story featuring the music of the Quiet Beatle, George Harrison. I can't believe I haven't done a specific George Harrison cover story. And tonight we're going to hear a mix of George Harrison's solo work as well as the music from the Beatles that that he wrote and performed. It is the George Harrison cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rough, and cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Saturday night. It is February 28th, 2009. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where we take an artist and we present to you several different interpretations of that artist's music. Tonight, featuring George Harrison. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show. I probably have in all the times I've done Beatles cover stories, the Beatles Thanksgiving double shot cover stories. George Harrison, easily in the last 20 years... for me, became my favorite Beatle. As far as his solo work, as far as the music he wrote while he was with the Beatles, it, you know, John Lennon definitely is a close second, but I don't know what it is that attracts me so much to George Harrison's music. I think it's his way of writing. It's very unassuming. It's very modest, but it tells such a beautiful story. And a lot of his stuff that he performed and recorded after leaving the Beatles, a lot of his solo stuff, is so fantastic and so underappreciated. So let's go ahead and appreciate it, shall we? Right after, actually, no, it wasn't even right after. It was during the difficult period of the Beatles. George Harrison released All Things Must Pass, which was a triple album, and I believe it was the first solo album by one of the Beatles. I am not 100% sure on that, so I'll check that before confirming it, but I believe it was the first of the Beatles solo albums. And some great hits on there, of course, My Sweet Lord and What Is Life and Isn't It a Pity, which just happened to be the first three songs in the set, the first set that I'm going to play tonight, covers of each. We're going to start things off with Sean Mullins from his 1999 collection called The First 10 Years. Here's his excellent cover of What Is Life.
I can't say. something takes a long time.
the first number one song by a Beatle, which is where I was getting confused there, a solo Beatle. That is My Sweet Lord, originally by George Harrison from that All Things Must Pass album. Covered there by Gary Christian and Deza Basshead from a 2008 collection from Liverpool called The Number Ones Album. Now, Liverpool artists have had 56 number one singles, which is the world record. And in 2008, the EMI, because Liverpool's status is the 2008 European Capital of Culture, EMI put together a group of Liverpudlian artists covering other Liverpudlian artists, including right there Gary Christian, who was a member of a band in the 80s and 90s called The Christians. Didn't really do a lot of work out here in the States as far as didn't make a dent in the charts or anything like that. The big song for them, which was played on college radio, was a track called I Found Out, which I thought was a fantastic track. It made me go out and buy the album, their first album, which I believe is self-titled. Excellent, excellent album. If you go check out the single on iTunes or Amazon or something like that, listen to the single for The Christians called I Found Out. The band got its name, obviously, like I said, from the last names of the members of the band, Gary Christian, Roger Christian, and Russell Christian. The fourth member was a guy named Henry Priestman, who was a keyboardist and guitarist. Coincidentally, his middle name, Christian. How about that? There's your bizarro trivia of the month. My Sweet Lord, recorded by Gary Christian and Deza Basshead. Before that, Isn't It a Pity? An incredible reggae version of that song with so much atmosphere to it, so much for so few instruments. It's got so much depth and so much soul. Performed there by Nicky Thomas, kind of a legend in the reggae community. It comes from a 2003 collection called A Tribute to the Beatles Reggae Style. Now, looking for reggae Beatles cover albums, not hard to do. Not hard to find tons of them, but that's a really, really good one. A Tribute to the Beatles Reggae Style. And then we start off the set with Sean Mullins from his collection of his early music called The First 10 Years from 1999. That's his cover of George Harrison's What Is Life. Sean Mullins, of course, a member, a great solo artist, and also a member of the band that the band called The Thorns, which also had a couple other indie artists in them. Matthew Sweet and Pete Droege were also members of The Thorns. They did a great cover of the Jayhawks Blue, which I've featured on Coverville at least once. Coverville tonight brought to you by Bluehost.com. $6.95. Let's just call it $7. Okay, $7. Here's what you get for your $7 a month. You get unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage space. Now, let me reiterate how important bandwidth. Storage space is also very important, but let me reiterate how important bandwidth is. When I first started Coverville, this was before they had unlimited bandwidth. They, for the same price, they just gave you, I think, 150 gigabytes of bandwidth. Now, when I first started doing Coverville and I had, 100 or 150, 200 listeners per show, it wasn't such a big deal. But then, other podcasts started talking about it. Adam Curry started talking about it as being part of his pod squad on Daily Source Code, things like that. Numbers shot through the roof, and all of a sudden I was starting to exceed that 150 gigabytes. They were always really cool about it. They'd always, help me take care of my situation so that the site was never down and that if I ran out of bandwidth, they'd always help me get some more. But now that it's included unlimited, you don't have to worry about that. Let's say you come up with the next Dr. Horrible sing-along blog or something like that that just shoots through the roof in popularity. You don't have to worry about your site going down because you've hit a bandwidth limit. And that's more than a lot of hosts can say. You get limits with a lot of other web hosts, and you don't get that with Bluehost. Also, of course, the unlimited storage space, which of course comes in handy when you have gigabytes and gigabytes of podcasts or video casts or things like that. And of course, if you're not a podcaster, you're not a video caster, it's still something that you're going to want to invest in, something you're going to want to check out. Bluehost.com, $6.95 a month for all that stuff and so much more. Check them out at Bluehost.com. And when you're ready to sign up, go to Coverville.com and click on the Bluehost link in the show notes, and that'll get me a little bit of a kickback for for what I'm doing here. So check him out, Bluehost.com. All right, so we've played a few George Harrison solo tracks. Let's play a few Beatles tracks that George Harrison wrote and fronted and provided the vocals for, starting with a lesser-known track, and then we'll get into some of the more popular ones. This one, and I always want to say, I think this one came from Rubber Soul. If I Needed Someone, performed here by Show of Hands. This one comes from a disc that came with Uncut Magazine back in 2006, a tribute to George Harrison called While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Here is If I Needed Someone by Show of Hands.
If I needed someone to love, you're the one that I'd be thinking of. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone, had you come some other day, then might not have been like this, but you see now I'm too much in love. Carve your number on my wall and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone, I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone, had you come some other day, then it might not have been like this, but you see now I'm too much in love. Carve your number on my wall, call from me. If I needed someone,
that's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Smiles returning to their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Here Comes the Sun from a 2004 album, Art of the Duo, featuring the duo Jenna Mamina, try that again, Jenna Mamina and Andre Bush. It came out in 2004. I don't know what else to tell you about that. Great vocals there by Jenna. Just a beautiful rendition there and a nice acoustic guitar. Before that, you heard While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And I think I may have played that one on the show before, but I really, really like the style of that. Damon and Naomi is the band. And The Earth is Blue is the name of the album. Also came out in 2004. And then the set started off with If I Needed Someone by Show of Hands from that uncut collection called While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Now, if you go looking for that, you can find it on Amazon. You can find used copies of a lot of those CD ride-alongs that come with magazines like Mojo and Q and Uncut. Great place to look for them. And I always, you know, if I can find them on Amazon, I put the links in the show notes for you guys. But what's really cool about that one is it's not just covers of George Harrison songs. It's a lot of his inspirations as well. So, you know, intermixed between the George Harrison, you know, the cover of Within You, Without You, or Here Comes the Sun, or Isn't It a Pity, you've got inspirations like Roll Over Beethoven by Chuck Berry, Long Tall Sally by Little Richard, Tell Me Now by Buddy Holly, George Formby, Roy Orbison, Everly Brothers, a lot of those bands that George Harrison called influences to his music, those early rock and roll bands. Great CD to pick up, uncut While My Guitar Gently Weeps. All right, well, one of the reasons I waited until today to record a show is because the deadline for the contest, the most recent Coverville contest, the Justin Timberlake Extravaganza, was last night, and so I wanted to make sure I got a chance for everybody to get their guesses in for the trivia question. And we have a winner. Let me grab the CD up here. All right. The CD is Radio 1's Live Lounge Volume 3, which features covers by like groups like REM, the Foo Fighters, Paramore, the Hoosiers, Panic at the Disco, the Kooks, Newton Faulkner. I mean, it's a 2-disc set, and I believe it included a cover of a track by Justin Timberlake. Yeah, it included that cover that I played on the Justin Timberlake cover story by the Hoosiers called Love Stoned. And anyway, still sealed in its original plastic, as I think I mentioned. I got 84 correct answers to the trivia question, which was, named the two movies that Mike Myers and Justin Timberlake worked on together. And thought it might be kind of a trick, not a trick, but it might throw you knowing that one of them was animated. It was Shrek the Third and The Love Guru. Those were the two movies. I think everybody got them right. I used the random number generator at random.org to pick a number between 1 and 84, and it picked number 57. And the 57th email that I received, well, was from Poker Stars, but taking that one out, the 57th email that I received belonged to Steve Stetler of Kentwood, Mississippi. So, Steve, congratulations. This will be going out in the mail in the next couple days, out to you, so you can enjoy the Radio 1's Live Lounge Volume 3. Lots more stuff to give away, so definitely keep it tuned here to Coverville for your chance to win some fun stuff. All right? Okay, let's get back to the music. The third set is going to be a mix of George Harrison solo and Beatles covers. So let's go ahead and get to the first one, which is a George Harrison solo. This is another track from that excellent Sweetheart CD that came out this year from Starbucks. You know, even if you don't like their coffee, going in there to pick up these discs is a great idea. The Hear Music label is the label that works with Starbucks there. And they do a great job of putting out some really quality music. And they've even got some exclusives. For example, the Sweetheart disc, which is a collection of covers all centered around love. This one is a cover of Your Love Is Forever, and it's performed by Ben Bridwell, again from that Sweetheart collection.
Thank you. Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe and how. Somewhere in her smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me don't want to leave her now. You know I believe and how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. Stick around now, it may show. I don't know, I don't know. Something in the way she knows, and all I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
Nice old-time version there of Something. Sounds like it's from the 1920s and 1930s. I love that. That is an album called Trill It Like It Was, which came out by a group called the Templeton Twins. I don't know a lot about who the Templeton Twins are, but I know that that is a fantastic album. Some great covers on that album. A couple by the Beatles. We Write the Songs, cover of I Write the Songs by Barry Manilow. Spinning Wheel. My Way, Light My Fire by the Doors. Really, really cool album. Hard to find, though. So make sure you track it down. I don't think Amazon had any copies. I was just looking on there to do the show notes for today's show. But if you do manage to track down a copy of that album, you won't be disappointed. It's great background music for dinner, and your guests will wonder what the heck they're listening to. Very cool. Before that, from 2008, Long, Long, Long by Appel from their album Reconstituted. And we start off that set with Your Love is Forever by Ben Bridwell from that great Starbucks compilation called Sweetheart, which just came out this year. And you can probably tell by the closing music that that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in once again. We'll be back on Tuesday with, I think, an Originalville. I haven't done one of those in a while, and I've gotten some great stuff recently that I want to play. So original versions of songs that you know very, very well. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe you have an idea for an Originalville track that you want to hear on the show, great, let me know about it. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call me on the request line. It's a recording line, 206-222-2683, or much easier to remember, 206-222-COVER. Or you can also visit the show notes or the forums at coverville.com and post your messages there for all to share and enjoy. Like I said, we'll be back on Tuesday with Originalville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying thanks again for listening. We will see you. Oh, you know what else I always say? That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.